Greetings, friends. The Bible says that you cannot serve God and mammon. That's right, God says that you cannot serve Him and mammon. You have to choose one or the other. Wow, God versus mammon. Sounds like a bad Godzilla movie, doesn't it? Anyway, what is mammon? We first find the term mammon in Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 24. So let's turn over there. That's in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24, where it reads, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." Now, why does God say that we can't serve Him and mammon? Obviously, mammon is something bad, right? But what is it? Mammon comes from the Greek word mammonos. That's mammonos. And that's M-A-M-M-O-N-A-S. Mammonos. But still, what does that mean? Well, in English, it means confidence. Now, you might be thinking, mammon, confidence? We can't serve God and confidence? What does that have to do with the story here? Well, it's confidence, but that's figuratively speaking in the sense of having confidence in wealth, or confidence in what wealth can bring us. So when God says you cannot serve Him and mammon, it means that you cannot serve Him and the pursuit of wealth in the sense that you think that's going to bring you some kind of confidence, to bring you through the world, to bring you through the tough times, to bring you through the good times, to put you in a secure place. No, money can't do that. That's what God is for. God is the only one that can give us the peace that surpasses understanding. God is the only one who can secure our place on this earth for however many years we have. And God is definitely the only one who can secure our place throughout eternity. But some people think that they can put their confidence in money, that money is going to bring them peace, money is going to bring them happiness, money is going to bring them a solution to all of their problems and to all of the world's problems. So people have confidence in the wealth. And as you can see here, the word mammon is really a personification of wealth. So it's talking about wealth personified, wealth almost being like a person that you have a relationship with, or it's like your greed for money that you've deified it, you made it into a god, the pursuit of this relationship with money and what money can bring. It's made as though it's a god, and that's how come God says you cannot serve Him and mammon. In other words, you can't worship God, you can't bow down and say, "I believe, God, that you are first and foremost in my life. I will do anything for you because it's worth it. Because I know you are my Father, and as that old TV show said, Father knows best. I know, God, that you know what's best. And so I'm going to totally leave everything in your hands. And even in the bad times, what I consider bad times, I'm going to rejoice in those, knowing that the trying of my patience works faith, that you're going to make all things work together for good with those who love you and are called according to your purpose, and that all of the sufferings of this present evil world are not even worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. That's how I serve you, God. I love you no matter what. I love you in the good times and in the bad times, because really, they're all something that you're going to turn into your glory and honor. They're all going to be ultimately for my benefit, because you love me as one of your children." Well, you can't say the same thing about money. Money can't do all of that for you that I just described what God can do for you. So God is saying you have to make a choice between me and money. You cannot serve both of us. You cannot worship both of us. You cannot put your whole heart and soul into relationship with both of us, because you're either going to hold on to the one, and that's going to crowd out the other, so you're going to push that one aside, or else you're going to love the one and then hate the other one and push that one aside. So you have to make a choice. They do not both work together, because you can't have two things in your life that are first. One has to be first and the other one second. And believe me, if mammon is first then God is going to be pushed out of the picture. And if God is first, then this unrighteous pursuit of mammon, this depending on mammon to bring us all of the things in life that we expect, that really only God can give, the peace that surpasses understanding, the joy that lasts, the hope for a future, and the confidence in the future, that is only something that God can give. And if we want to place our trust in mammon, then that's going to push God out of the picture. And so, applying this definition to Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, where it says that really mammon is wealth personified, then we can see that it's impossible to serve God, who is a living being, and at the same time serve mammon, because that's pictured as a living being. So we can't have a relationship with God that we claim is first and foremost, and then be committing adultery, so to speak, with mammon, because we're really putting that first above all else. So in other words, we cannot worship God and worship wealth. We cannot claim to have God first in our lives and live as though the pursuit of money is our first priority. We cannot truly have confidence in God to supply all our needs if we truly have confidence in cash to supply all our needs. Another way of putting this is that we either walk by faith in the unseen Almighty God, or we walk by sight of the seen green, the almighty dollar. So it's either walking by faith or walking by sight. Faith in the unseen almighty God, or faith in the seen almighty dollar. Which one are you going to choose? Which one do you have already as a priority in your life? Do you have the almighty God as your priority, or the almighty dollar as your priority? Now, in order to honestly come to the correct conclusion, you should ask yourself these three questions, because God says that there is a way for you to determine if you are serving Him or mammon. Again, you cannot be serving both in the sense that both of them occupy the prime place in your life, because two things cannot occupy the same space at the same time. And so it either has to be God or it has to be money, one or the other. And this is God saying it. So these are three questions that you can ask that will help you to honestly evaluate where you are in life. The first question is this: what do you spend your money on? What do you spend your money on? That's the first question. The second question: what do you spend your time on? All right, I'll repeat that. What do you spend your time on? And then the third question: what changes are you willing to make if you find you serve mammon more than God? And I'll repeat that one. What changes are you willing to make if you find you serve mammon more than God? I want you to seriously meditate on these three questions, and in our next three programs, we'll talk about what the answers should be according to the Word of God. All right, so one more time, I'm going to ask you to ask yourself these three questions. What do you spend your money on? What do you spend your time on? And what changes are you willing to make if you find you serve mammon more than God? And these three questions, if you answer them honestly, will help you to take an accurate assessment of where you are in your relationship with God, so that if you indeed need to make some changes, you'll be prepared to make those changes. You'll be armed with the right knowledge and the right information. Okay, so please, seriously meditate on those three questions. Be praying that God will give you an answer. And in our next three programs, we're going to talk about what the answer should be according to the Word of God. As you know, we always go to the Scriptures. We use the Scriptures to find out what is the mind of God, what is the heart of God. Because really, none of us has the wisdom to live life ideally. I mean, look at this world. People say that they know the right way to live. They know what's best for them. That's what Adam and Eve said. And what did they do? They screwed things up. That's what they did. They were the first ones to introduce death. Most likely, they were the first ones to introduce sickness, because as they started to die, their body started to deteriorate, so it follows on that sickness was a part of what they introduced into the world. And not only physical sickness, but mental sickness. What else did they do? They destroyed the opportunity to live in the Garden of Eden eternally, where work wasn't drudgery, where work was supposed to be fun, where it was supposed to be very, very productive. But everything they did, because they turned away from the Word of God, caused destruction, caused distress. And so we want to turn away from that and turn toward God. And in your life, you can make sure that you do have a rich, abundant life spiritually, the way God wants us to have it, if we follow God's word. So again, in our next three programs, we're going to talk about what the answers should be according to the three questions, which are: what do you spend your money on? What do you spend your time on? And what changes are you willing to make if you find you serve mammon more than God?
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.